Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On Friday, and this wasn't an interview in front of a camera, but he was asked about the Devers situation in Boston, you know, and comparing himself to Devers, because Jazz will play anywhere, and Devers refused to go play first base. And Jazz gave this awesome answer where he buried the Red Sox and said, yeah, they lied to him. The Yankees didn't lie to me, essentially. So Jazz is great because he'll give an honest answer. Here's what he said about Red Sox rookie Hunter Dobbins saying he would retire before signing with the Yankees.
But like I was saying about that that comment, I feel like if the Yankees was the only team offering you a job, that would be crazy, because the Yankees is one of the best sports franchises in the world. So I don't think that is even possible that that's the only team would offer you a job, if it's the Yankees. I mean, for me, I love competitiveness, but to say that being a rookie is kind of crazy to me, you know. To say that you're going to rule out 21 out of 30 teams to be a professional athlete. One second.
Right. The 1 second was to go make a play, which is, I think, what bothers people about
that.
That
was before. The 1 second was, I forgot what he was
doing. No, it was the error. I'm telling you, it was the ground ball that he made the play on and made the bad throw. He said 1 second, and then Rodon needed to throw a pitch. But what'd you think of his answer? Especially saying, and going to the literal sense, this is what Tiki appreciates. He got literal and said, wait a second, you're telling me you wouldn't play for the Yankees?
I know.
You're such a great team. Yeah. Why would you not do that?
Are you crazy? The answer is he crazy? No, he's not. He's just saying that because it sounds good, and he's a Boston Red Sox.
1,000%.
So
he's doing...
No one would actually ever do that.
No.
Retire rather than play for a team that you hate.
It is like Sean and I would do something like this. I'm going to put you and I in the same book.
Okay.
We would totally make some offhanded comment about, like, let's say I was a basketball broadcaster. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? I'm quitting Evan and Tiki. I'm going to do NBA play-by-play. And I'm bouncing around the league. I get the Nets job. Then the Nets fire me because I suck. And the only NBA team that would offer me a play-by-play job is the New York Knicks. Mm. Right now, I'd probably flippantly say, I'd never work for the Knicks. Screw them. I'd never do play-by-play. Are you kidding me? If that's the only team offering you a job, you will learn to like the New York Knicks.
Right.
Same thing with Sean about he gets to work in the NFL. And he says flippantly on the radio right now, but I'd never work for the Philadelphia Eagles. BS! If they're the only team offering you that job that you love, you're going to work for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes. You're right. However, I never want to work in the NFL for that reason.
Because you don't want to be put in that position?
I don't want to even be put in that position.
Yeah.
So
Hunter Dobbins is just being loyal to his fandom and really his dad's fandom. Yeah. There's no way he really means it. And if I'm a Yankee fan, I would just laugh at him.
I agree.
And the odds game
I kind of felt like that's what Jazz was doing. Like, dude, are you crazy? That's whatever.
And I was just saying, the odds game says he's probably never going to be in that situation to make a decision Yankees
He's a good pitcher. So
right.
I doubt he's ever going to be in that position. You're correct. So he'll be a Red Sox until whatever arbitration runs out, and maybe doesn't sign a long-term deal there and ends up wherever bouncing around. But still, I don't think it's something he's got to worry about. So he can easily say it.
There's one player who also said this recently. His name is Joe Kelly, the former relief pitcher for the Astros and the Dodgers. Was it the Astros? No, I guess it was just the Dodgers.
Well, and the Red Sox.
And the Red Sox, yes. And Joe Kelly made a comment, I'll never play for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. See, he's a loser reliever right now. Brian Cashman should just put it to the test as a practical joke. Mm-hmm. Call him up. Not even his agent. Just call him up and be like, yeah, it's Cash. What's up?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We could use some bullpen help. Would you like to come in? And when Joe Kelly says yes, because of course he will, Cashman goes, psych! And he hangs up on him. Right. That would be the ultimate test. Because I'm telling you, Joe Kelly would, you know, run over here naked to get a job in the New York Yankee bullpen. Let's go to Christian Yonkers. Hey, Christian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Very good. I agree with the Yankees and Red Sox. I think that's their biggest rivalry. You know, and I understand what Dobbs is going through. We're about the same age. I'm 26, he's 25, 24. We grew up as we hated each other in the 2000s, late 2000s,
yeah.
Early 2000s, I say. And also, too, but I think there's something, a team that we should also talk about as a top five team, and I think that's Tampa Bay. You know, early 2010s, we didn't really like them a lot. Obviously, Sabathia, you know, came back at him. He would have lost his money right there. Obviously, the Yankees paid him for what he did.
I think the quote was, this is for you, bitch, I think was the comment from CC Sabathia.
Yeah, then of course, even a couple of years ago, we didn't really like them when, you know, and especially during the COVID year, you know, where we lost to them in the division series. So I think that's a team that you can also say that's one of the Yankees' bigger rivalries.
Yeah, I think division-wise, it is a rivalry, but we're talking animosity-wise. Like, just despising a team. Now, because they were successful, I guess you kind of were frustrated by them sometimes hopping in front of you. But I never felt like they were a rival. Like, who's the player you hated?
It wasn't the players.
Did you hate the manager?
Yeah. You hated Kevin Cash, yeah. Especially when Kevin Cash is like, I got a bunch of horses in my bullpen. They're going to drill everybody or whatever he said a few years ago. I think it's more the idea that Tampa Bay Rays than anything. And right now, they're in it. Now they're sort of in it. They're hanging around.
4.5 back?
Yeah, but they're frauds. I'm telling you right now. They got a lot of road games they have to play. Mm-hmm. This is the interesting game. Like, who's actually going to challenge the Yankees for the AL East? And the answer could be nobody, which is my contention. Or is someone going to step up? Like, Toronto is really talented. Can it be the Blue Jays? The Red Sox are really young and raw talented. But obviously this Bregman injury is a huge hindrance. And they may sell at the trade deadline. Like, who steps up and kind of challenges them and punches them in the face? Now, the Red Sox did punch them in the face over the weekend, but not enough where you think they're a threat for the American League East.
Again, put a pin in it. This weekend's a big one now at Fenway, because if the Red Sox go sweep them, we might be having a very different tune a week from now.
A very different tuna?
Tune.
Oh.
Man, you hungry?
Yes.
Very different tune. If the Red Sox sweep them next weekend, what are we going to come and sing?
Abuelo made one of the best tuna sandwiches I've ever had yesterday.
Well, what makes it different than another tuna?
I don't know. Maybe it was the the contrast the of the mayonnaise and the cheese and the
was
meltedness
it a, was
of it.
A special mayonnaise?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell was in it. All I know is I devoured it.
Threw some, stop, Sean, habanero sauce or something in it?
I don't know. All I know is it was great. I devoured that thing. Let's go to Bruce and Howell. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, I have a crazy story about the Yankees-Red Sox at the game last night. First, can I say a quick story on me and Trent Grisham on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Basically, I met him at a red light after the game.
At
me and
a
couple
light.
Of guys, we start screaming at him. He's kind of ignoring us, trying to get his attention, pictures, autographs. Then I screamed at him. I screamed at this. I'm like, everyone knows it was some trade, not the Juan Soto trade. I'm laughing. Anyway, last night I'm at the game.
Did that get his attention?
Yeah, he started. I think he was rolling after that. First he was like ignoring us, but he was rolling after that.
That's great.
Anyway, last night I'm at the game. I'm behind the plate. All of a sudden, two fans start getting a little bit into Yankees Red Sox. They start squaring up. I start squaring up. And security came flying down like NHL refs that broke them up before anything happened. But about to get wild over there.
Oh, so, wow. So you're saying the security was on high alert so that even if there was potential fighting, it just never happened.
All right. I don't know. I don't know if I believe it. Now, are you saying, Sean, there is a video of a Red Sox fan and a Yankee fan fighting?
Yes, it starts as a female Yankee fan and a male Red Sox fan. I think it ends up being male and male, and a punch is thrown, and the Red Sox fan is ejected. I have, quote, tweeted the video with simply, I knew it.
Okay.
So check out the Twitter.
We have
there.
Confirmed at least one fight at Yankees-Red Sox over the weekend. And being at Yankee Stadium...
But stunning, by the way, it happened in right field. You know.
That's the prime spot. You kidding me? It's not going to happen to legend seats.
Why would a Red Sox fan be sitting in right field?
They're cockroaches, Tiki. They pop up everywhere.
I know, but just, like, was he by himself?
He's clearly by himself standing up. He doesn't have a wingman there.
Yeah, so why would you do that?
Because beggars can't be choosers. Mm. I mean, think about it.
There was a cheaper ticket somewhere else, I promise you.
Yeah.
The upper deck.
And so that's just ignorance. You just don't know.
This is right field. That looks good.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when you're getting into a ballpark, you're just taking whatever the hell you could get.
Yeah, but you got to know. If you're a real Red Sox fan, you know.
Don't you? Well, you know that's not an ideal place to sit, but you also don't have a million choices. The Yankees draw really well. They're selling out every game. You go on SeatGeek or Ticketmaster, unless you have an unlimited amount of money, sometimes you're just taking the best bargain you could find. You know what I mean? Let's go to Andrew and Lawrence. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki. I have a few points. I'll make them quick. Evan, yeah. I know you're from the Five Towns. Did you ever have the tuna mish from Chateau?
No, I never did. I must have been missing out. Where was that located?
You know where the Windmere train station is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right across the street is Chateau.
Wow.
Surprising of eight.
Nah, I guess I didn't get out much as a kid.
I got to send you guys. So I just wanted to back up on the rivalries. I'll make it quick. I spoke about it last week. I just feel the rivalries are going. Because there's too much talk about every second of every millisecond of every other team. And to me, as a kid growing up, I didn't know all that. So when I went to go see the Yankees or the Giants, it was all built up either through the news, but not as much information. And I think it just takes away from, you know, that anger, that emotion that I used to get. My son doesn't get it. They don't get it because they just like the players. So I just think, I don't know if it'll ever be how it used to be, in my opinion. But
you're probably right. I mean, because even the sport I used to play, so many kids are fans of players from other teams. Right? I'm a huge Christian McCaffrey fan. Oh, I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. They don't care about the Ravens or the 49ers or even the Carolina Panthers before that. They care about that individual player.
Right.
And so it dampens like the ire towards the team when you really like one of the players.
I think that's a part of it. I think the fantasy sports world we live in is a part of it. I also think it's just the format of the sport now. Mm-hmm. Winning the division used to be a bigger deal.
Right.
Then it wasn't a bigger deal. Then it was a bigger deal. Now it's not a big deal anymore. You also don't see those teams 19 times. Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.